We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting around approximately 8 lines from the top of Mem Gimel. Amar Hashem Ben Lakish. Talk tomorrow. Amar Hashem Ben Lakish. Shar Shehemis Seved. A Shar that killed the Eved. Shaloi BeKavana. Without Kavana. Potum Mistoyes Mishkalim. The Lach is that if a Shar kills Eved, at least a Shar Hamud, the Lach is you pay 30 Shkalim. There's not a Lach. The Shar gets Skila. Two things get skila, and the owner pays 30 shkalim. So Rav Shlakish has a chiddush. That's tol zavazeh. In a case where the shor won't be chayav skila, for example, if it's shloi b'kavana, so then not only you won't get misa, we potom and shloi b'shkalim also. Just to bring that into context, if a shor damages something shloi b'kavana, pashas you would say that it's chayav. And here we're saying if shloi b'kavana, it's potom and shloi b'shkalim. It happens to be as the Gemara later on talks about nezik and shloi b'kavana. But Lamaisa, here we're saying that you are potter from 30 shkolim. Shnema, how do we know? Kesef, because the pasuk says kesef shkolim, kesef shloishim shkolim yitin la'adoinav v'ashar yisakel. And it puts it in the same pasuk, skila with the payment of 30 shkolim. Kol zman shashar v'skila habayam v'shalom shloishim shkolim. Anytime the shar is v'skila, so the bayam pays 30 shkolim. Ein ashar v'skila, the shar does not get skila. Ein habayam v'shalom shloishim shkolim. The Baal does not pay 30 shkolim. Now, why doesn't the shor get misa in this case? Because you learn out from misa sabaylim. Just like when a person is trying to kill someone else or kill a behemoth and he kills a person, the loch is that a person is chayiv, is not chayiv as ritzich, is not chayiv misa for that. He's not called a ritzach. Same thing by a behemoth also, is not chayiv misa, not chayiv skila, if it tries for a behemoth and then kills an adam. Because it says, kamisa baalim kach misa shor. And now, Rav Shlakish takes a step further. Says you're not chayav shloishim shkolim either. Rabba says a similar halacha. Omer Rabba, just Rabba's talking about a regular, not an eved, a regular person. Omer Rabba, shor shehem is ben chayim. A shor that killed a ben chayim, not an eved, non eved, shloi b'kavana, without kavana. Therefore, the shor is not chayav skila. Potem mekayfer. The halacha is that the person, the owner, is potem mekayfer. Shnei matzim in the pasuk. A shor yisakel v'gam balav yumas im kayf yushes love, which is actually next pasuk. Ashar Yisakel gam balav yumas b'kayif yushes love, that the kayif is a kapara, but it says Ashar Yisakel, so it's mashma dafka kol zman shashar b'skila b'al mashalim kayif. He darshins kol zman shashar b'skila. If the shor is getting skila, then the b'al pays kayif. Ein ashar b'skila, ein b'al mashalim kayif. If the shor is not b'skila, you don't pay kayif. And if you're thinking that we had a gemara before that Rabbi Eliezer says that we need a pastor to tell you that a tam is pastor from chatzi kayif. That's the Gemara said before. And the Rabbi Kiva asked him, like, what do you need a tour for? Stop, it's getting skila, so you pay me good for it. So Rabbi Lez answered, I'll tell you what's the game. When a shor damages shloi b'kavana, and there you chayiv kaifer, and we're not chayiv misa, and the kamash lo maitam, you don't pay. Clearly, Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though there's no skila, there's a chayiv kaifer. So this man, the Omar, Rabba is not like Rabbi Eliezer. If you look at Rashi, the Maskla ain't hashar b'skila. Rashi speaks this out. Rabbi Eliezer Dom Lael ain't dini el b'skam l'harig pliga leha. He argues, and he holds that you are chayiv kaifer. For example, a muad that damages shloib and it kills someone, a muad that kills someone shloib b'kavano will pay kaifer according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabba argues, so it's a machlekes. Rabba and Rabbi Eliezer. We'll see. There's more man diyamu arguing on Beis. But that's the two chiddushim here. Shlakish chiddush is by Eved, that if you don't get skila, you don't have to pay the shloishim shkolim. And according to Rabbi, the chiddush is you don't pay kaifer if you don't get skila.
Why is limited to Eved?
Why is it limited to Eved? Shlakish says by Eved, and Rabbi says that the, what would be a chiluk to Eved?
Yeah.
The two of them psukim, two of them drashas. You wanted to learn what?
What is
it's from the pasuk by Eved. It says, by Eved, it says, Kesef shloishim shkolim yitin ladoina v'ashar yisakol. It says in that pasuk there, so it's a different drasha. You have to know, you say, the two different things. The two different payments. We'll see. There's man diyam will hold one's chayiv, one's part. See how my base about that. Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has a kasha on Rabba. Eisvei Abaya, it's from Mishnah Ksubis, says, if someone walks to Bez and says, Hemis Shari is plainly. My shar killed a person. Oy Shari is plainly. Or my shar killed shar shal plainly. Lach is, I raise them a shalom piyatzmai. The halacha is that you pay. Now it's pashut, you don't give the shor skila when he says hamish shor is plainim because you can't have a das badim to give the hamish skila. You need edim for that. But it says you do pay. My lav kaifer. Sounds like you pay kaifer. So you see clearly not like Rabba. You see that even though the shor is not a skila And you know, by moide you're not chayav skila because kmisa bailam kach misa ashar, and a person who's own haidah won't get killed, so there's no skila, but you still pay kaifer. It says you pay. It says chayav to pay. So it's a kasha on Rabba. So and that's not shver that you should pay kaifer apiasmoi, because here it's a kufra kapara. Since kufra kapara, so it makes sense that you should pay apiasmoi. So what we see, even though not chayav skila, chayav kaifer. So Gemara lo, no, dumb. Big chiddush in the Gemara that any time you're not chayav kaifer, you still have to pay damim, which means, like Rashi explains, it's not worse than a nezek. If someone shor damages someone, you have to pay for the damages, right? So here, if it kills someone, so even though you're not paying kaifer, but you have to pay for the damages, so you're still paying damim, and you umayda, so you pay damim. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Now, Tosfos right away asks that if always every case is a chiyuv of damim, so what exactly is the chiddush of kaifer? So Zog Taisis, Bishlam, if you hold Kaifer is Demei Mazik, remember we had a Mechlekes for Rishmo Rabbi Kiva. What's Kaifer? Demei Mazik or Demei Nizik? Zog Taisis, if it's Demei Mazik, and it stands, Big Chilik, thereby, if you're paying Kaifer, if you're having Kaifer, you pay your value. If it's Dom, you pay the Nizik's value. But if you learn that Kaifer is Demei Nizik, so what's the difference between Dom and Kaifer? That's Taisis Kash Demei Mazik Lamai, very important question. He says, Bimtaimel, Amad Yom, Kaifer Demei Nizik, my Ike, Ben Dom, LeKaifer. Taisis, Bashir, Demei Halkim, what? Kaifer is not set. Kaifer, that's Shloish B'Zavah. Kaifer. Yeah, Kaifer is not set. Very good. Shloish B'Zavah. This is Kaifer. But I'm sure if it ever gets dumb, we'll see in a second. Going on a regular person. So what's the difference? What's Kaifer? You pay dumb? That's Tais Kasha. Tais's answer is that there's a different chalukim. One of the chalukim is, he says, for example, if the Mazik dies, the loch is Enka Para Achamisa. Chatas and Oshim, you don't bring after Misa. So if it's a chi of Kaifer, and there's no chi of damim because it's chi of kaifer. You don't, if he dies, you don't have to, his yarshim don't have to pay because ain't kapar hamisa. But if it's a chi of damim, you do have to pay. So it comes out there will be a chumrah of that if it's a chi of damim, it's a chumrah. Like the Tais says, it comes out that shloi b'kavana will be more chumrah than kavana. And it says it's another chumrah also. Shloi b'kavana kavana, because if the whole kaifer to be mazik. So sometimes the nizik is worth more than the mazik, and if shloi b'kavana would be more chiyuv than b'kavana, because you pay kaifer. Another nafmini says that kaifer you can't be meichel because that's kapara. Mashenkin domim, the nizik's family can meichel it because only chiyuv domim. And this is another chiluk that could be by tam. Tam doesn't pay kaifer. Maybe domim does have to pay. Those are all the chalukim that Taisa says between domim and kaifer. So back to our Gemara. We have here a case where it says if your moidi yashar killed Pliny, the halacha is you pay damim. And the shaila is, you don't get misa, so why paying kaifer? Where says, no, it means damim. Freit the Gemara, he damim, hey, misseifa. Let's see what it says in the seifa of this Mishnah. Hey, misshari is avdoi shal Pliny. My shar killed eved shal Pliny. Ain't a mishalam piyasma. You don't pay any money. Vi damim, if it means damim, my loy. Bishlam, if it was knas, we understand. The shalish shal eved, you don't pay. But now we're saying that shalish shal eved, you don't pay here because you don't misa over here. So what does it mean? Damim. So if it's damim, so then why don't you pay damim by Eved? Why can't you pay down damim? Am I a lawyer? So it's clear in this braisa, in this mishnah rather, there's a chilik between kaifer and shloish b'Eved. So obviously you're paying kaifer because kaifer is kapara and shloish b'Eved is knas, and that's what it's in moida. But if you don't pay kaifer, just damim. So what's the difference between the two things? Amalei. So he answered. I really can't answer you a doichik and say ratio damim v'sefer knas. Pashtat would mean like this: that the ratio when it says mishalam piyatzma is talking about damim. The sefer that says potter is talking about knas. I've already paid damim, but potter is going on knas, which is a huge doichik. And Taisus says right away, it's worse than a doichik. What the teretz is this? It says the ratio when the damim and sefer is talking about knas makes sense. So Taisus says like this. They could have answered that avada is a chiyuv damim, but when you do a chiyuv damim, it could be like a copy of kaifer. Kaifer is dmei nizik, and damim is dmei nizik. It's similar. Harim shalom piatzmai. Shloish shal eved is never possible to do. If you're going to pay damim, it's no shaychus to shloish shal eved. So there's a set price, 30. When you pay damim, it's not 30. It's a different thing. And the chance of hitting exactly 30 is almost a. It's almost impossible. So therefore, that's what I mean. It's part of shloish b'Eved. It's never possible to have a shloish b'Eved. That's what you could answer. But it's a doichik. And I'll answer you a teretz like this. So I'll put in the word Ella. Ella idi vidi dam. Avada, the Mishnah is talking about damim. and a shar that killed Pliny and not an Eved pays Domim. A Eved, if you moided the Eved killed if you moided the shar killed the Eved, you don't pay Domim. And what's the difference? Either the Domim, why should one pay Domim, the other one not? Miu, I'll explain you the chiluk. Ben Chayim the Mesham Kaifel Piatzmai. Ben Chayim you find top of Gimel Beis. A Ben Chayim you find that it pays. When a shark kills a regular person, it's possible to pay kaifa piatzma. Vehidami. The Osi Sadi Vasidure de Kotl. Adam come and say that this shark killed Ruven. But Bez doesn't know if it's a Tam or Mud. And the owner comes and says, the Murava, he's Moida the Muru, that's a Mud. The Loch is such a case, the Mashalam kaifa piatzma. You pay kaifer. In that case, you pay kaifer. So Hecha, since you find such idea that you could be moida and pay kaifer, and why taka? Because not called moida b'knas, because it's kufra kapara. So heichad leka edim, if there's no edim, mishalim dom. So then you could pay. Then there's an idea you could pay dom. Gabi eved she'en mishalim knas be'atzmai. By eved it's impossible to be knas be'atzmai. Why heichad domi? The also sadi rasid be'dekata lo yadi etam havei mud hava. If edim come and say the shark killed the eved, and you're not sure if it's a tam or mud. The loch is mood pays shoshim shalavet. A tam does not. Va'omam mari mudu, and the owner comes and says it's a mood. Loi misham a knas piatzmai. You don't pay knas piatzmai. So therefore, heichad leka edim. If there's no edim and there's no misa, loi misham dam. You don't pay dam. But the Gemara ends like this: that there's a difference between killing a becharim, killing a eved. Killing a becharim, it's possible to have kaifa piatzmai. How? If it's edim that the behemah killed, so the behemah is chayav skila. So you don't have that problem, that's skila no kaifer. Now, the question is, the chayiv kaifer now, is a tam mood. The owner says, yeah, it's a mood. He wants to pay kaifer. Kufra kapara, no problem. So you find that a bailam could be moida and pay kaifer piyatzmai. Therefore, you could say, there's a chiyiv dam and more so when he's moida. Masha'inkin eved, which never could pay shloshim shal eved piyatzmai, because it's always moida v'knas, and even if Adam come and say that this behema killed the eved, and they don't know if it's tam mood. You say it's a mood, you don't pay, because moida v'knas, therefore it doesn't pass to say dam. I can ask me, like, what shaykh is? Okay, gevaldik. There's a difference between moid by knas and moid by kaifer. So what does it got to do with damu? Damu is a payment. When there's no chi of kaifer, you have to pay for the value of the person. What does it got to do with anything? What does it do with it? That's the kash that the Rishonim are busy with. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, because the chi of damu doesn't say, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, I'm telling you from, he says the chi of damu is not referred to in the Torah. So the chi of damu is learned out from Svara, but it has to be daima to other payments of this behema. So since you find there's a payment to kaifa piatzmai, you can have dom piatzmai. But by eved, you never find a payment al piatzmai, therefore you can't say domim al piatzmai, and that's what the Gemara is holding right now. The Gemara is holding right now again. We have Rabba Shita is that if you don't have skila, you don't have kaifer. The kasha was, we have a Mishnah that says, yichayev kaifa piatzmai. Not shoshu evu, because it's knas, but you are chayev kaifer. The Gemara says, what's going on here? The Gemara answers talking about domim. The Vadi not chayiv kaifer because no chayiv skila, but you chayiv dom. Afraid tomorrow, Evet should be chayiv dom also. Tomorrow says, no, there's no such thing as dom piatzma by Evet since you don't find any knas la piatzma.